we have gone through all the songs and all the shadows.
Yeah. Do we want to chatter about anything in particular? Do you want to talk about rankings at all, or is it all just a blur until we sit down and actually do it?
You want to talk about our top and bottom buckets?
I don't have a bottom bucket. That's the thing that sucks so bad about this. The thought of putting anything in the bottom four,
I know, it's really
is a nightmare. I'll gladly say that, you know, that Vowel Sounds is my number one top choice, though. That was, it's like, in a dozen songs that are really great, really, really wonderful, that one was head and shoulders above the rest to my ear.
In my top buckets, I've got Agony Sauce, Berkeley Social Scene, Marison, Grumpy Mike, Max Bombast, Rachel Lane, and Vowel Sounds.
That's well more than half.
I know.
You can't say that's the top when it's going to be when one of those or two of those are going to be eliminated. It's perverse to say that. It's not entirely true, but it's almost true.
It's almost true.
You know, it's so hard. This is the worst. It's too hard. It's going to be too hard to rank these. It's going to be too hard to put any of these down. I don't even know what I'm going to do, but I only have less than a day to do it now.
Yeah. I think I know what I'm going to do, which is listen more.
Yeah.
It's just keep these songs in my headphones, like hear more things.
Yeah.
Find more things to differentiate the songs.
Yeah. I think in previous rounds, we could put in the bottom bucket things that, you know, songs that we weren't impressed by. And songs that we could point to and say, okay, there's something wrong with that song. Here, we're not going to have that. It's just going to be, I think, the opposite. We're just going to have to focus on the top half and say, well, I'd prefer to listen to, you know, this set of songs over these other couple of songs and just rank them that way. Because I don't know any other way to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, the next round, the challenge is going to be a story told in reverse from the end to the beginning. And the title is Where the Streets Have No Name, with the added rule of not referring to U2, which is the judges saying that we hate all of the competitors and want to punish them, more or less. Maybe not. Okay. So the challenge was like consciously designed to be harder than normal. It was also sort of created by committee. And you know how well that always goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it kind of started from one of Nivius's ideas, and then we combined it with an old idea from Frankie Big Face from maybe years ago.
Oh, he had the telling a story in reverse idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was pretty good. But then it got mixed up with previous stuff that we were talking about. You know, I'll say it. I'd hate to have to write a song with these requirements, and especially that title. We're thinking about other options where I'd be like, oh, I'd love to be a part of that sort of a challenge. And then it kind of morphed into this nightmare. So, yeah.
So good luck, folks. Sucks to be you.
It does. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm glad that we're not having to do this, because I would just be miserable, I think. And we'd be laughing at this.
It's going to be hard for Glenn Case to add telling a story in reverse. not referring to U2 should be easy, but it is cumulative challenge efforts. I also think it may be a little bit challenging for Vowel Sounds to work a story told in reverse into the Ouijaverse.
I don't know. I have a lot of faith in them. And
they have a narrative.
Yeah, they also have a narrative already.
Yeah, so that helps.
So, you know, all they have to do is continue that narrative and then just tell this next episode in reverse. So, yeah, I think it might be easier for them than the others, who are just kind of like open-ended and come up with pretty much anything.
Yep.
With this terrible, terrible title.
You're welcome. You could have gotten Stairway to Heaven. Could be worse.
I was rooting for You Can't Touch This. Yeah. So,
boy, I cringed at that.
Or Oops, I Did It Again, which I also thought would have been great. Other folks were rooting for Jesse's Girl. But, yeah, I think there'd been too much of that already in the song fight / spin tune / Narine stuff.
All right, I think we're at shout-outs now.
Hey, do you want to start?
I would like to shout out to Brian and Alice. Thank you for appearing on our podcast. We really appreciate every time you guys come on. It's always great.
Yeah, and I'd like to shout out to The New Ugly, the sister, cousin, mother, sister, daughter. No, not daughter. podcast to Two Jerks, One Vote. Also doing reviews of the Nur Ein songs this year. So go give that a listen if you're not already doing so.
Yeah, those guys go crazy deep.
Yeah. Also, shout out to my husband. Thank you for all of your love and support and your patience. And thank you for walking the dog while I'm recording this right now. Shout out to Nivius. Thanks for doing such a great, great job. He does these turnarounds so quick. So admirably quick. Anything else?
Nah. Catch y'all on the flippy flop.